Hello everyone, and welcome back to The Board Gaming Doctor. My name is Phil, and I'll be your Board Game Doctor today. In this quick episode, and this is off the cuff, obviously, this is fairly recent news that I found out today, and so there's no script or anything, and I don't post, you know, I'm not trying to post regularly or every day, for that matter, but I wanted to talk about this real quick. But Feuerland has recently announced and put up the Board Game Geek page for Black Forest, and so Uwe Rosenberg and Tito Lawrence are co-designers officially for this new game that we have been teased about for a while now. Here is the cover; it looks great, and we also get the back of the game board here. And so, I just wanted to take a quick look at this and tell you my thoughts on it. First of all, Tito Lawrence, he is the co-designer and designer for things such as the Field of Arl expansion, Tian Trade, and some other things as well. But he seems like he's taking the lead on this Rosenberg design. From what I could tell online, just as a summary, I feel like this game was being developed a while ago solely by Uwe Rosenberg, but was soon taken over by Tito. And it's probably the reason why it took so long to come out. But anyway, just to zoom in on the image here, so you can see the description of this game is a direct comparison and sequel to Glassroad, not only in theme but also in mechanisms, with the use of these dual wheels to keep track of your resources. I'll definitely talk about this more when we do get a full rulebook uploaded and we get some more information on how it plays, but I think there are some things that we can kind of tease out just based off of this image. And the first thing that I noticed was this resource, this purple bag resource. Now, in a previous video, in a Rosenblog, when I talked about this game and my thoughts on what it might have, and mechanically, with this shared board that we have here, it kind of looked like you were traveling across this board in a style similar to Mercator. I don't know if that is the case now, because as we can see a little bit more clearly, we are using these purple resources to travel in between these spots where it looks like you can take worker placement actions. And so it looks like that is going to be the way that this works, is you can travel across this board and using those purple resources to do so. Now, another thing that I'm thinking is going to be the case is that it looks like these worker placement spots are modular, just by the way that things are a little bit, you know, not perfectly lined up. And so that is my guess, is that this board will be modular and the worker placement spots will be randomized. Now, here's a shot of the resource board as well as your own personal board. It looks like it is following a lot of the rules as Glassroad has mechanically for your tableau, where you start the game with forest tiles and other landscape tiles, and you take those off and you put buildings on them as well. Looks like there is an element of resources with cattle, or ox, I think is what the animal is in this game. And so there is that. And then on either side of the board are some buildings that you can build. And so it looks like we have a few different buildings here. This is probably the ongoing effect type of buildings, as well as the main scoring buildings here. And on the other side, some of the production buildings, or the you can use these effects at any time kind of buildings. Here's the thing, though. These spots are numbered with, numbers. And I think there are some tile labels here. And so my guess is that these buildings are not randomized, and that these buildings, and this kind of goes along with this iconography here too, as say these three buildings have to do with this resource, and so like the coal resource. And so either these are all the buildings that we're going to get in the game, and it's going to be a static setup similar to Caverna, where these are all the buildings that we get, or it could potentially be the case where we have a few extra buildings that are somewhat modular that we randomize at the start of setup, similar to Fields of Arl, which once again is a Lawrence design with the expansion. And so I'm leaning more towards the former. I think these are all the buildings that we're going to get in this game. And so that's kind of a letdown to me. It's not going to damper my excitement for this game, you know, very much, but I was hoping for the same variability that Glass Road has to offer, where that market is dynamic and ever-changing, and you always get a different set of buildings that you're trying to play with and find combos to. And that is something that is very enjoyable to me from across all of Uwe Rosenberg's games, most of his games. And so this one follows the more chess-like, everything is on the table and everything is here for you to decide what routes you want to take, with the sole randomization potentially being in the modular board here in the center. So those are my thoughts and guesses on what this game has to offer. We will see soon enough, hopefully, and you better believe that I will cover this more intensively during a Rosenblog episode later on. So yeah, those are my quick thoughts and news announcement for Black Forest and the design updates that we have. Thank you for tuning in and consulting with me, and hope you schedule an appointment with me real soon. Take care.